she collapsed at home. She was rushed to hospital. The hospital phoned up and said she passed away, and I thought, wow, thank God for that. It was like,
what?
Yes, I know it sounds horrible, doesn't it?
You thought, thank God for that, your wife had died?
Yes.
Why did you feel, thank God for that?
It was just a relief. A complete and utter relief.
A relief because you felt that you could then be who you were? Or a relief because you'd seen her suffering so much? Or a combination of both?
A combination of both in that respect, yes. I mean, she was quite vicious when she was drunk, and she quite often abused my son. Verbally, anyway, when she was drunk, and she was suffering, no question, and it was a relief. I just felt a release from myself that I've been hiding in myself for so many years, and within a few days of her passing away, I started clearing out her clothes, and I'm thinking, try that on, try this on.
I'm sorry. You've got to forgive me, but this just sounds so odd to me and to presumably to a lot of people listening.
It probably does.
Your wife had passed away and you started trying on her clothes.
Yes. I couldn't help it. Picked up the stuff. I'm thinking, I used to dress up years ago. And basically, I just started dressing. I started cross-dressing, if you like. I joined several websites, cross-dressing websites. Started going out to clubs. I used to go to still go.
So were you cross-dressing in public, or were you cross-dressing?
Initially, I started cross-dressing at home, and then I started going out. Pink Punters in Milton Keynes, and a couple of other clubs as well. I was invited to a party in March 2009, and I met this other girl there that was transsexual. And she started chatting and told me all about it. And I'm thinking, well, this is what I am.
What was your son's reaction to this? Because he's lost his mum, and now his dad is dressing as a woman.
He's lost his mum, and he felt he's just about to lose his dad. Very, very aggressive towards me. He said, it was basic, when he found out I was cross-dressing, he said, well, if that's what you want to do, do it, but I don't want to ever see you dressed. So I thought, well, fair enough, you know.